We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Today's scripture is 1 John chapter 1, continuing in verse 3.
Father, today I humbly thank you, not only for the gift of salvation through your Son Jesus, but also that through him we can call you our Father. Thank you, Lord, for restoring us as your children and for reviving in us that first love for you. Amen.
Today, think about it, all believers share the same kinship. We're all part of the same family. We aren't Baptists or Lutherans. We're all children of the King. Our fellowship is with the Father, within the Son, Jesus Christ.
Today's action. When you pray today, ask God for unity in the body of believers. As you pray for revival, don't let denominational barriers get in your way. Today's treasure is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion and no one seeks her.
Think about it, my friends. What could be done? What could be done by the church today if we all believed in only one thing, spreading the gospel? We didn't get into the backbiting. We didn't get into the denominations. We didn't get into the differences of man's opinion. But we all put our eyes on Jesus with one thing and one thing in common. Spreading the gospel. Saving one more soul for Jesus. One more soul. Pray for the workers. For the harvest is ripe. Pray.